My name is Ted Parks, and I want to talk to you about spiritual abuse in leaders, the third warning sign. And that sign is that these groups want to restrict information. The idea is, if you can control the information, you can control the people. So they try to restrict information. And there's three areas I'd like to look at in that area of controlling information. The first is, any critical information of the leader or the group is forbidden. Secondly, there's many hidden beliefs. And third, just kind of a cap it all off, is they try to keep their people ignorant. So first, critical information of the leader or the group is forbidden. You can't criticize. I'm talking about constructive criticism, not about whining and complaining. We are to respect our leaders, to honor our leaders, and not just be whining about everything. I'm talking about very serious things, theological truths, abusive things that come forth. We are to examine, we are to check that out and be wise people. But they will say they don't want you to be saying anything critical or hearing anything critical of the group. An example is a family. And usually kids are cut off from parents and parents from kids in these type of groups, some level. But the family was allowed to see their daughter. And she came and visited them, but they had a plan. They also invited somebody who knew about this type of group and had information that they could explain to their daughter. So their daughter came to visit, and they were talking and sharing, and then they mentioned, hey, we have this person here who would like to share with you. And so this person began to talk with their daughter about this group, what kind of a group it was, what they believed, and different areas, and about the leader. And as he was sharing, their daughter got really scared. And all of a sudden she jumped up, ran out the door, and was running down the street in frantic fear. And she had no shoes on. She just didn't think. Why? She was so brainwashed with this that to even hear something that might be a little negative of the group or the leader would cause extreme fear. So that's a big warning sign. There's a problem. There's some kind of spiritual abuse going on. There's also a book that I heard about that was written about this one group that was very spiritually abusive. And it exposed what was going on, things about the leader and the group. And, of course, the leader did not like it. So he forbid his people from reading that book. He said, this book is from the devil. And if you get even close to this book, you're going to be beaten up by the enemy. Don't even go close. Don't read it. This guy is Satan's messenger to come against God's move. So people were afraid. They wouldn't go. They wouldn't look at that book. Of course, he didn't want them to read it. But if they did, it would have actually set them free. They would have been able to see what's really going on. Or at least it would help. Sometimes you're really into that type of group. It's even when the truth comes, it's hard to see it. And usually you're not allowed to because you're afraid to even accept anything that might be contrary to what the group is teaching. And then next I'm going to talk about, secondly, that this information, not only from what you say or what you hear, but you need to receive completely the information from that leader of that group, or from that group organization and their leaders. So, and to not even question it, just accept it and believe it without challenging it. It's another form of control of information. There's a guy named David, and he wanted to start a group. So he took some people from another group. I know quite exactly how it happened, but he ended up with a group. And they began to grow, and he began to be their leader, and they respected him. Well, in time, as they grew further down the road, he began to change, and he began to claim that he was Jesus Christ, come back in the flesh. And many of them accepted that. They didn't question it. Why? They were already prepared. They were already brainwashed to receive and accept whatever he would tell them. As time went on, it even got, well, I don't think it get much worse than that, but he shared some things that were just crazy. He told all the men in the church that he was the only one that had holy seed. Therefore, they should bring all their wives and give their wives to him so that he could have holy children. And they did it. They gave their wives. Now, they didn't feel comfortable, many of them probably, but they still did it. They didn't question. That's how they were taught. We need to question. We need to examine. Is this really solid? Is this of God? Is it according to the Word of God? Is it spiritually abusive or is it acceptable leadership? We need to be very critical in that aspect. The Bible tells us we need to be. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11, there was a city of and these people that Paul came to teach them. And they were considered very noble because they were examining what Paul had taught them based on the Word of God. Is this really true? Here's what it says. Chapter 17, verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. They were considered noble-minded. Why? They searched the scriptures to see if they were so. They listened to it, but then they searched it. Is it really valid? And then when you're looking at these groups, you want to look at the scriptures. And another good place to find out information about your group is people who have left and have time that they can see what really went on and hear their testimonies. Because they really know what's going on deep down inside that group. They know some of those hidden beliefs. They know if it's damaging or if it's more healthy. And if it's just a person who's just being critical of basically nothing, just put it off. But there's some, you know, it's very, very hard to share when you come out of that type of group because all the fear, all the things you've been taught. So if someone actually can come free to share, I want to hear. I want to see what did they have to say. And if all the people coming out are saying the same thing, you can realize there's something wrong. There's something I need to examine. That's a warning sign. So, like I said, and secondly, there's many hidden beliefs. And those people who come out, they know those beliefs. The ones still in usually will not tell you. Only those who come out and got free. So we need to do research. There's so many ways we can research a group or a person. And especially if it's a destructive group or person, usually there's stuff out there about it. God has tried to warn. He warns his people beforehand. He has many people speaking on, whether it's YouTube or internet or wherever, warning. So if we're willing to listen, we can find out a lot of information and save us a lot of emotional trauma and hurt. There's a guy named Jim Jones. He had a group, and that group in the community was considered a good group. They helped out in the community with needs. Jim had a great relationship with some of the government officials there. Everything seemed to be going really good, at least on the outside. But on the inside, there were a lot of problems. And there was a few people that got tired of it. It was like, enough is enough. And they decided to go to the press, to the news, and to share what was happening. Well, Jim found out that that's what they were doing. So he quickly grabbed as many as they would go and took them, without warning, to another country where he had already prepared a place, a camp, isolated from anywhere else. So he took them out there. They were isolated. They couldn't hear what was going on. They were kept ignorant in that information control. But it didn't last for long. Because some of the family members of those who went were concerned. So they asked one of the government officials to go and check out and see what's going on? What's happening with their children? So he went with a lot of newspaper reporters and others, and they went out to examine this group. So they got inside, and they were talking to the people. Of course, the people are only allowed to say certain things. It's total information control. You can only say good things. So they're saying how wonderful it was. And this government official is thinking, well, there's no problem here. But then he started getting notes. They couldn't say it on the outside, but hidden, they were beginning to share. He opened those notes, and it said, I don't like it here. It's terrible. Help me get out of here. It's a terrible place. A lot of different negative things. So he said, there's people here that want to leave. They don't want to be here. And Jim's like, okay. In time, he let them go. And they went with the reporters and this government official. And as they were heading to the airplane, Jim had sent some people ahead to wait with guns. When they got to the airplane, they opened fire on these people. So they couldn't take that word out and killed the government official and many others. Not everybody was killed. And then back in the camp, there was poisonous Kool-Aid. And he had everybody drink that poisonous Kool-Aid. And ones who didn't, many were also shot. And some actually escaped and got away. But it was such a disaster that took place. It just got darker and darker and darker until look what was the result. The fear of information getting out. It's not just information. It's many things. But controlling information is one warning sign. Be careful when you see that. And then in a lot of these groups, the idea is they don't want you to hear both sides. And that's especially relating to people who leave. Why? Because people who leave know what's going on inside. And so people who are still inside, they don't want them talking with those who leave. So it's forbidden. You can't. And they're so afraid to actually talk to people who've left by teaching and things that have gone on that it seems to work a lot. But they're forbidden. They're definitely forbidden. Now, if there was a judge and they came into the courtroom and they said, here's the defense. And here is the prosecution. Today I'm going to listen to and only listen to the prosecution. And after hearing the prosecution, I will make my decision. I don't want to hear the defense, and I'm not going to hear the defense. I will make my decision based totally upon what the prosecution says. Now you would say, that is an unjust judge. You can't do that. That's not right. Yeah, it's not. And so when a group says, you can't talk to those people and get the other side, that's not right. It's not acceptable. You need to hear both sides. Now, I had heard a lot of stories about people who've left this one group, which I realized later was an abusive group. And at first, I didn't know if I should believe or not believe, but I knew some of these people, and they were really godly people. One of those things that was talked about was this guy who left the group, and he took the nicest, biggest building for himself and left the church with a small building that was very old. So I thought, wow, he took off with the church's building? Well, no, he didn't. But that's what they wanted you to think, so that his character would be assassinated. So you would think he was an evil person, that he actually left the group, and he was really bad. But you find out, listen to both sides, that nice building, the big one, was his. He had bought it himself. And he had some help from another leader before he was even part of this group to purchase that building. So, of course he's going to take it. It's his. But that's not what they wanted you to believe. They wanted you to believe that he was basically stealing from the church. But of course they didn't say that, so they could say, oh, we told the truth. But I have heard many, many lies. I've heard testimonies of people saying, how come our leader's telling so much lies about us after we've left? It seems to be very common. So if you hear a lot of lies being told about people who are leaving, or just a lot of evil things, maybe you don't know the lies, they're evil, terrible, this person has just gone into such darkness, and it's everybody almost that leaves, that's a warning sign. Something's going on. You're not hearing probably the truth. You need to hear both sides. I was talking to this lady, and she had a good friend. Now this friend, it was actually in leadership, but ended up leaving the church. So this lady wanted to keep in relationship with her friend because they're good friends. But the leader said, no, I forbid you to have communication with her. So this lady was kind of upset. It's like, why? And I said, no, that leader does not have authority to tell you you can't have a relationship with your friend. That's an abuse of his authority. Go ahead and call her. Keep that relationship. That would be right. So she did. She called, kept the relationship, and it's still a very good friendship down to this day. And that lady who had left helped her through many things and was such a blessing to her. And she, to help her in, just get healing and restoration. So third, we're going to look at the desire to keep their people ignorant of these abusive groups. They want to keep the people ignorant. May not say it. Of course they're not going to say it. But that's reality of what's happening. Ignorant of especially anything negative against them or the group. There was this guy who wanted to go to a seminar. So he went to a seminar and enjoyed it. But then he got in trouble from his leader. Why? Because he didn't first get permission. Why do you need permission to go to a seminar? Well, in controlling groups, many times you do. But you shouldn't because it's not of God. You have freedom to go and read the Bible as you want, go to a seminary you want, visit another church if you want. You know, a lot of these groups say, you can't go to any other church, only this one. I forbid you to visit another church, they will say. They want to control that information. What might you hear? What might you get? Or you may even like it and to believe in their group. And one of the biggest thing, probably the information control, that I want to look at the last, is the Bible. There's been groups in the past, more present and way in the past and way back in the past, that have tried to keep people from reading the Bible on their own. Now they won't say it, sometimes they do, but the idea is they'll put across, you know, we've studied the language, we know the Bible very well. You're common people, you really don't know it, you really can't understand it, just accept what we teach you. Well, what does the Bible say? The Bible says that we all can understand the Word of God. We all can be taught of God. In 1 John 2:27, it says, but the anointing, the Spirit of God, which you have received from Him, from God, abides in you. So, Holy Spirit is within us, if you're a believer. And you do not need that anyone teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things, and is true, and is not a lie. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in Him. So it's telling you that the Holy Spirit will be able to teach you the Word of God. Will cause the Word to come alive and give you understanding. Yeah, God still uses teachers, but you're not limited to just your pastor. You can go to the Word yourself, and you should, and study the Word and know it, which will protect you from being deceived or abused or misled in the future. So we need to know the Bible. Yes, you can understand it if you are a believer in God, in the Lord Jesus Christ. Way back in history, thousands of years ago, there were different groups, I don't think it was just one, where it was forbidden to have the Bible in your language. There's one family that had memorized scripture, and they were studying the Bible in English, which was their language. And when it was found out, they were taken before the court, and they were killed because they were reading the Bible in English, which was their language. There's other groups that same type of thing. It was forbidden to have a Bible in your language, or they kept it from happening. William Tyndale tried to translate the Bible, and he did, many parts of it, into English. And because of it, he was captured and executed. There's been many attempts to keep people, the common people, away from the Word of God so they can't really learn what the Bible says, and therefore they just have to receive and accept whatever the leaders teach. That's not good. We need to know the Bible. We need to examine and test and check out everything. Is it really true? In my life, I was a part of a group that, growing up, that was actually a very healthy, good group, a good church. But for some reason, I didn't know much of the Bible. Now, I wasn't forbidden from reading the Bible. I just kept myself from reading the Bible, which is crazy. Here I have freedom, but I wasn't using it. Then God stirred my heart, began to speak to my heart that I needed to know the Bible. So I began to read the Bible. And as I read the Bible, God began to speak to me through the Word. And the Word came alive. And I realized, wow, I've always believed that Jesus died on the cross, rose again from the grave so I can be forgiven of all my sins, that He is the Son of God. He died to give me life and to be spend eternity in heaven with God. And I thought I was a believer. I thought I knew Jesus. But He wasn't real to me, and I really didn't know Him. And then through reading the Scripture, the Spirit of God caused it to come alive, and I realized, yes, I need to believe Jesus for what He did, but I also need to believe in Him for who He is. How could I say I believe in Jesus if I don't believe in Him for who He is? And He is the Lord of all, and my Lord. And when I believed in Him also as my Lord, that's when I got saved. My life completely changed. The Spirit of God came inside and began to change me from inside out. And I had life and joy and peace that I never experienced before. And it all became because I began to read the Word and get informed of what is truth. And it changed my life. It saved me because I went to the Word. Now I challenge everyone, study the Word. Know the Bible. It is so important to know it. Very in depth, to keep you solid and victorious, and from any deception that comes, because it says in the end times there's going to be many false Christs and false prophets claiming to be from God. You need to know the Word of God to test it. Is it really true? Is it this thing? Is this a good group? Is it a healthy group, or is it a spiritually abusive group? We need to know the Word, and we need to do research and check and examine. That's wisdom. We need to know truth. God bless.